You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I put out two videos regarding just how crazy this society is truly getting and the direction that it's heading in. The first video was called "More Men Are Breaking Their Chains of Restraint." And the second video was called "No One Is Off Limits Now." Now, the article that I'm going to share with you falls perfectly in line with those two videos. Now, this article was published on the 1st of October. Violent, unprovoked attacks have New Yorkers on edge. New York, New York, New York. Oh, New York, the other ultra-liberal bastion of complete buttfuckery. Quote unquote, there is something profoundly wrong. The jokes write themselves. They are the buzzwords of New York City crime circa 2022. Random and unprovoked. A chilling spate of recent incidents involving innocent victims runs the gamut from a woman savagely beaten inside a Queens subway station to a 17-year-old Brooklyn girl deleted by a stray bullet to a Mexican immigrant nearly terminated by a sucker punch outside a Manhattan restaurant. This is not happening just in New York. Apparently, up in Vancouver, there's also been a spate of random unprovoked attacks. Ironically, out here in California, that same thing is going down too. The latest terrifying attack took the life of a veteran city EMS lieutenant on her way to grab lunch in Astoria this past Thursday, with a schizophrenic stranger knocking her to the sidewalk before stabbing her 20 times for no apparent reason. Now, let me pause right there. If this had been man on man, would there have been this article? I don't think so. You guys know, it wouldn't have been this newsworthy. Quote unquote, there is something profoundly wrong with New York, said Mary Hassler, 66, an Astoria resident and cosmetics salesperson. The number of these attacks are growing. There seems to be more and more all the time. Gee, you wonder why these attacks are growing. Well, look no further than your liberal politicians. Look no further than the fact that a lot of these criminals are let out. Look no further than the fact that there are no mental facilities to actually help men. I can keep going on and on and on, but ultimately, this society does not care about men other than working men to death, and if men aren't working, finding a way to lock them up and get work out of them that way. Quote unquote, it's every New Yorker's fear. You hear of these attacks daily, said Lucia Constantine, 46, as she passed the spot where 61-year-old FDNY EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo was inexplicably deleted on a September afternoon. They have been more and more, and there are no consequences. These people are out here with a rap sheet as long as their arms. Once again, your liberal politicians. Just last week, shocking video emerged of a homeless man targeting a total stranger in the Howard Beach JFK Airport subway stop back on September 20th. The suspect, with a criminal past that includes deleting his grandmother as a 14-year-old, repeatedly punched and kicked the mother of two small children, who was in danger of losing her sight in one eye after the relentless beating. Ex-NYPD officer Eugene O'Donnell, now a professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, said the arbitrary incidents resonate with more New Yorkers than other crimes or any other crime statistics. Quote unquote, people seem far more afraid of random attacks, he said. And people are not always rational about what they fear. It's a cliche, but it's the truth. A small number of subway passengers might be pushed onto the tracks, but it's powerful to riders who sense there's no safety net. Correction, there is a safety net. It's called pack heat, or pack whatever weapon you're allowed to carry. There you go. People have to keep their wits about them and stop trying to run around thinking that they're in some sort of utopia. Oh, tra-la-la-la-la, nothing's going to happen to me, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Like I said in my previous video, no one is off limits. Nowadays, everybody's a target. Everybody can get it. Period, point blank, end of. The city health department, in a statement, noted its mobile crisis teams respond to mental situations requiring urgent but not immediate action. Very, very interesting, isn't that? Department spokesman Patrick Gallahu added the mentally ill are, quote unquote, more likely to be victims of violent crimes than perpetrators. I can somewhat agree yet disagree at the same time. The view was different from Woodside, Queens, where accountant John Santora touched on the random and horrifying nature of Russo's slaying. Quote unquote, she was just minding her own business on her way to lunch, said the 57-year-old man. And what about the suspect? Where is his family? There's health services out there for people like him, but if the family isn't looking out for him, things like this might happen. Quote unquote, this never should have happened. It's a real tragedy. Once again, far too many people in this society want to look at society through rose-colored lenses. They want to bury their heads in the sand. See, this is what normies do. They want to sit back and say, well, this, well, that. No, 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 no. No one is responsible for your safety but you. Now, if you want to walk around with your heads in the clouds, hey, don't get mad if you get hit by a 747. Period. Too many people are simply walking around in la-la land because the powers that be say, hey, you know what? It's good. It's safe. Don't worry about anything. Look over there. The constant distractions. Well, we all here know what it is. We all on the ground in the trenches understand what's really happening. And yeah, people like this who are committing these random acts of violence, they're useful to the system so they can try to get more laws passed. Period, point blank. Now, of course, you guys know my conspiracy theory from the last HMT. However, Let's take a trip back to 2010, shall we? There was a movie put out called The Crazies. Yeah, ironic, isn't it? Small town, military plane carrying a bio-engineered virus, crashes, messes up the water supply. People started going absolutely bonkers. And they started doing what? Committing random acts of violence. Now, how does that movie relate to today? Once again, my conspiracy theory. Charlie 19, lockdowns, pokey pokes, boosters. I would love to see how many people who are committing these random acts of violence actually got the jab. But I know, no one's ever going to track that. No one will ever track those numbers. But in my humble opinion, it would be a very interesting study. But yet and still, more and more people out here are just flat out deranged. And we have a society that, believe it or not, somewhat promotes it. How? Well, look no further than TikTok. Women on TikTok who are self-diagnosing. Believe you me, gentlemen, there is a lot of undiagnosed mental illness on both sides. But you see, women more tend to be quote unquote mentally ill, trying to get attention. However, let's not overlook the fact that there's an unknown number of women who are out here, who are running around, who are nuttier than squirrel shit. Period. But, like I said before, a lot of women, they want to try to use mental illness as an attention grab. Now, there are a lot of men out here who, once those chains break, they become stark, raving, mad lunatics. However, when it comes to men, we all know, more than likely, that man will be put down if it comes to it. But what more can I say? This society is crashing. It is burning. It is gone. The whole artificial womb thing, I found that to be utterly hilarious. But that's just another sign of a decaying, sick society. And yeah, in my humble opinion, this is just my opinion, yours might differ, but today's society, fuck it. Let the motherfucker burn. I got my marshmallows, I got my hot dogs, I got my synthetic companion, and I got my booze. And I'm gonna sit back and watch it all go. Because believe you me, there are more and more men who are waking up to the fact that, yeah, this society is a dumpster fire on top of a train wreck that has already fallen off the cliff. And yeah, they're deciding to punch out as well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And society as a whole, believe you me, the power, particularly from men who would protect society, has gone out. Feminism and all of the programs that you've allowed to let men suffer and become mentally ill, believe you me, they will go out right along with it. Why? Because as more and more mentally ill people decide to start just randomly attacking people, guess what? Those of us who have our heads on our shoulder, we're going to do one of two things. If it directly involves us, we're going to take matters into our own hands. If we see what's happening to somebody else, we're going to walk on by. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.